Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
I meant to tell Tommy Thurber to end with tragedy, which is what this show's been today. No, I'm kidding, you guys. You've been great. Weston Sharp's Chris Davis. By the way, Shocker Baseball robbed you listeners of two Bee Gees songs. Man, I just want you to know that.
Hey, how about that tribute night to the Bee Gees? Was that not unbelievable?
Outstanding.
Unbelievable.
All right, it's time for five questions. We do this every Friday. We normally have A-list celebrities on here to contribute. Today we have Weston and Chris. B-list. You're good. Don't get me wrong. So I'm going to ask each of you two questions, and then you're going to come back at me with one. Weston, have you ever gotten a coupon from Freddy's before? You just keep looking at it like...
I cannot wait to eat this ice cream.
My gosh. I mean, you're like a kid in a...
I've been on a diet for 2 months, well, man. I get to eat some ice cream.
Well, we love Freddy's, but I've never seen you've almost eaten the card.
Hey.
All right, here we go. Since we talked 80s and 70s City League, I want each of you to tell me your favorite all-time City League athlete.
I can go first.
You can go first. Your all-time favorite City League athlete.
Darnell Valentine.
Really? I thought it would be Greg Dreiling.
No. Well, from an aspect of him being a teammate and things like that, unbelievable, great friend of mine. But just in junior high school, I used to go to Heights games early and sit on the front row, and I would not take my eyes off of number 14.
Fantastic player.
Bar none.
He dominated games defensively.
Yeah.
He didn't need to score to be the best player on the floor. I've never seen anything like it. The minute an opposing player got the ball to half court, he was lucky if he didn't lose the ball.
Yep.
Because that's how good Darnell was defensively. Weston, what about you?
Well, I'm not going to tell you any of the players that I've coached because that would be unfair.
But would one of the players you coach be your all-time favorite City League athlete?
Yes, but I'm not going to tell you which one because the other guys would get mad.
John Wooden over here.
Who are you protecting?
Well, a lot.
I mean,
if they
get mad at this stage of their lives,
I'm not going to do it. Now, I loved watching my brother play at Capen. But my favorite all-time athlete is going to.
Why'd you get your brother in there?
Well, I love him.
We all enjoyed Derek, and he was a very good athlete. But
my favorite,
yes,
and it pains me to say this because I don't. Blake Bell is my favorite athlete to watch.
A Bishop Carroll guy.
Wow.
Why I say that is because he was humble.
Yeah.
He was a great athlete. He had great family. He could have just stopped and played football only. He loved his school. He was a nice kid. He's still, in the NFL. And I don't know why, I just loved watching that kid compete.
Now, Alan Shuckman's not coaching at Carroll anymore.
You know what? I know.
Might be able to beat him.
Gosh, here we go at the Shuckman con. I'm going to meet Shuckman's at CC's. At Ridge Road and Central the night we play. Give him a piece of my mind.
Well,
Alan, I'm coming after you.
All right. Chris Davis and Weston Sharp's with us. My second question for each of you. Well, I got one for Weston. This isn't really official. When's the last time you picked up a check?
Never.
I can't imagine you even when you take Nancy out.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. My church has us doing one good deed a week. We're supposed to buy somebody their meal at McDonald's or someplace. And I waited till a car came with just one person, so I bought them the meal.
Oh my God. Have you? Here's my serious question. Have there ever been a time in your coaching lives where you thought you were not coaching the sport you should be coaching? You've been a football coach, Weston. Chris, you've been mostly a basketball coach. Has there ever been a time when you thought, you know what? I'm not sure this is the sport I should be coaching. Weston.
Well, I think if you can coach one sport, you can coach multiple sports.
Right, but has there been a time when you thought, maybe I should have been coaching this sport?
At West High, no. No, I mean, because that was the one sport that I felt like we could have the biggest influence.
What about pre-West High, even when you were getting started?
I wanted to be a baseball coach.
And then you grew to
Then I went to West High and found out it's not happening there.
And you grew to not really like baseball.
I cannot stand to watch baseball.
I just that makes me
so
mad.
Major League Baseball is boring. It's
oh, my God.
I don't like anything about it, Bob. I can't believe you like it.
Chris, what about you?
Never.
Basketball's the sport.
Always. Always.
Always has been.
Yep.
And never a second guess.
Never. No, I'm done.
Weston, you you have to have a question for me. You can have a question for Chris if you want.
Well, I know Chris like the back of my hand. I mean, he was my roommate.
There's not much to him.
I've known him. I got a question for you. If you could interview any three people that are dead or alive,
wow,
who would they be? I want to know three of them.
Three of them?
Yep.
Well, that's interesting. Let me think about that one for a minute.
I'm pretty deep. I'm pretty intellectual, Bob.
I'll go back, and I've interviewed these guys a ton, and this is going to be kind of a weird thing, but if I could interview three people that from my past, it would be Jim Davey, Eddie Creewell, and Dennis Cavalier.
Wow.
Because they are the three best football coaches I ever saw in the City League.
Yes.
Now, there's other – basketball was really my favorite City League sport to cover because all the players and the coaches were great too. But I hold Davey, Creewell, and Cavalier in extremely high regard. They're all gone now, and I would love to be able to talk to them as a 62-year-old man instead of a 25-year-old kid that I was – when they were really succeeding at a high level.
And I knew them all well.
Yes, you did.
And yeah, they were great people.
There'd be some great stories in that room. You know what's sad? There's only one staff member on that Davey staff left alive.
Dan Johnson.
Oh, two then. Billy Means.
Billy Means.
I didn't think about Dan.
I saw Dan Johnson
Billy
recently.
Billy Means is still around.
But is that not right?
Not many of them left.
Yeah, I think that's right. Well, what about Harold Brandenburg?
Yeah.
Was he on Davey's staff, though?
He's not very long. He wasn't there.
Well, but he was.
Yeah, he's around.
Yeah, Harold.
Now, you want to talk about a guy that's cheap. I lost three golf balls on the first hole one time, and I said, can I borrow a golf ball? And he looked in his bag and looked around. And I thought, man, he's going to give me a brand new one.
You're talking to Harold?
Harold. He gave me a ball with a cut in it. And I said, Coach, that ball's got a cut. And he goes, well, based on the way you hit the ball, I'm not giving you a new one.
I've never seen you hit a ball that didn't go in the water. Except for the one that went off the
the deal at Auburn Hills.
He had a
railroad tie.
The railroad tie came right back at us.
Right back at you. You had to duck.
All right, Chris, what's your question?
Well, since you're talking about golf, and this they do not have to be athletes. You're one of four. You're going to have a foursome, so you're picking three. What three people would you pick to play in your ultimate
Eddie
foursome?
Eddie Creewell, Jim. No, that's somewhat similar, but let me think about that one, too. Probably, I'll try to be more contemporary there. Probably Bill Self, Greg Marshall, and let me think of another. I would say Bruce Weber, except I have no interest in playing golf with Bruce Weber. So Bill Self, Greg Marshall, and John Calipari. That would be an interesting round of golf.
That would be.
Especially to see how they interacted with one another. That's just off the top of my head.
It'd be pretty good if you had Dana Ford and Greg Marshall and you went to the golf course.
Yeah, well, you probably don't need to go there. Let's get quickly to Jeff, who has a question for Weston. Jeff, quickly, please.
Hi, Coach Weston. It's Jeff Irwin.
I remember you, Jeff.
You weren't his favorite athlete.
I played for me on sophomore basketball.
Yeah, sophomore basketball. Yeah. You said basketball wasn't your favorite sport. And just to tell you the truth, you're the only coach ever that I played basketball for that gave me shin splints.
Well, hey.
Wow.
Well, that's quite an honor.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah.
All right.
I remember Jeff.
You got after him a little bit.
Well, I can tell you this. I've never lost Chris Davis in coaching against him in basketball.
And who else? Say Ronnie Allen, too.
Ronnie Allen never
You never lost to Ron Allen?
Oh, gosh, no.
Who has the second most wins?
Never lost to Ronnie, and he knows it. He can call the show and try to, you know, he knows.
And dispute, but there's no dispute.
He knows the truth.
All right, it's been fun. Weston Schartz, Chris Davis in today. We'll be back to wrap it up. This is The Drive, KFH.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.